I'm Nora Sachs with Montana News. The University of Montana might just meet its modest student enrollment goals for fall semester, which starts this week. Edward O'Brien reports.
University of Montana President Sheila Stern says she obsessively watches student enrollment projections. During a start of fall semester convocation Wednesday, Stern said that while fall semester's final numbers won't be tallied for a few more weeks, she likes the early indicators crossing her desk.
Looks as if we are meeting the numbers for which we budgeted, which would be about 11,400 headcount. I think we'll be close or above that. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
11,400 students is a far cry from 2011's record-busting spring enrollment of over 15,000, but it could have been worse. UM's enrollment has steadily declined since 2011, and a big class of over 2,100 students graduated last spring. Enrollment is key. It determines budget and staffing levels, and President Stearns reiterated that far too much of UM's budget funds faculty and staff compensation.
When you're spending nearly 90% or 85% on personnel, it means you're underinvesting in recruitment or retention or technology or perhaps even deferred maintenance.
She says universities the size of UM should be spending roughly 70% of their budgets on personnel. That sets the stage for what Stearns describes as campus-wide strategic cuts and smart alliances.
The first thing we need to do is face facts. We may not like the facts, but to face them, we will acknowledge it and continue to work very hard to push that back down.
Stearns confirms 34 non-tenured UM lecturers have been notified their contracts will not be renewed for spring semester. She, however, adds that if financial circumstances permit, some may be re-recruited. The university faculty union has filed a grievance saying administrators are violating their own policies regarding hiring contracts for campus lecturers. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.